I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. A new report by the Children's Defense Fund found that gun-related deaths for children and teens increased for the first time since 1994. More than 3,000 children were killed by guns in 2005 alone. All this month, we're looking at what kids face today, including the dangers of firearms. In a few minutes, we're going to hear from the mayor of Trenton, New Jersey, on what he's trying to do to stop youth-related gun violence. But first, we've got Natasha Blaine. She's a lead strategic advisor for the Children's Defense Fund, which came out with a new study. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So talk a little bit about the study and what's really happening with kids and gun violence.
Well, as you note, our new study came out today. And we found that in 2005, that there were over 3,000 children and teens who were killed by gun violence. And this is completely tragic. This doesn't have to be the case. Every 3 hours, a child or teen is killed by gun violence. That's 8 a day, the equivalent of a Virginia Tech shooting every 4 days.
What are we talking about here in terms of the scenarios? Because there can be, children who shoot themselves accidentally. There's mm-hmm. gang violence. There's all sorts of things. What are we talking about in terms of breaking those numbers down?
We're talking about homicides. We're talking about suicides. We're talking about accidental deaths.
What's the preponderance?
Well, it looks like most of them are homicides, and a lot of them are suicides as well. They had over 822 children committed suicide in 2005. It's completely senseless.
So what would you recommend in terms of dealing with these different kinds of gun violence, all of which are fatal?
Well, we need to remove our guns from our homes. First and foremost, let's start at home. We know that a gun in the house will increase the likelihood of a homicide or a suicide happening. We need to remove them out the house. Today, we had a 4-year-old girl out of South Carolina. She's shopping with her grandmother. She removed her grandmother's handgun from her purse and accidentally shot herself in the middle of a supermarket.
Yeah, that's a very tragic case. Of course, though, when you talk about taking guns out of people's homes, that's one of the biggest hot button political issues. How do you talk to people who say, well, yeah, I'm going to keep my kids safe, but I'm keeping my gun?
The problem is that this is a 4-year-old child today, and she was able to find the gun. It didn't take her very long in order to do it and to fire it and to harm herself. And tragic as it is, this happens again so often. Her case, unfortunately, is not atypical.
What about the homicides? You know, sometimes teens shooting other teens, sometimes adults. What can you do or suggest to municipalities that are really trying to deal with this?
Well, we need common sense gun safety legislation. We do. About 40% of all firearms in the U.S. are purchased without a background check. 40%. So we need to close the gun show loophole, and we need to require these background checks for all guns, for those who are licensed and those who are also unlicensed to sell guns as well.
Your study also says that black males are almost 5 times as likely as white males to be killed by a firearm before the 30th birthday. Why do you think that is?
That's a very good question. I mean, there are many, many factors which go into that. We could also talk about the number of whites who also commit suicide. They are like 9 times as likely as their black peers to commit suicide as well. So we really need to curb our romance with guns and violence, quite frankly. If you turn on the TV, if you listen to music on the radio, you turn on the internet. It's very pervasive in our culture, and we need to confront this head on.
Finally and quickly, what do you think, what besides gun control could really help this issue? Things that, like education.
Yes, and we also need to stress nonviolent values and conflict resolution as well. We need to educate people. You know, CDF has been analyzing gun data since the early 1990s. And, we're educating other people about this because we find it very curious that this is the first rise that we have seen in child and teen death with regards to firearms since 1994. Now, coincidentally, in 1994, that is when Congress passed the assault weapons ban. And it expired. Congress allowed it to expire in 2004. Well, here we have in 2005 data, the first data available after the ban was allowed to expire, and we see an increase of 181 children and teens who died.
Well, Natasha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Natasha Blaine is a lead strategic advisor for the Children's Defense Fund. Now we're going to turn to the local issues around youth gun violence. Trenton, New Jersey has a high murder rate, a gang problem, economic challenges. Its mayor, Douglas Palmer, is also a member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns Coalition. Mayor Palmer and I spoke about how tough it is to keep kids safe from gun violence. Mayor Palmer, thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on NPR.
Tell me a little bit about what Trenton is dealing with in terms of gun violence.
Well, certainly we've seen gun violence escalate in Trenton like it has throughout American cities because of the easy accessibility of illegal guns that are in the hands of criminals. In Trenton, we are actually like 3 minutes away from Pennsylvania. And while New Jersey has some of the toughest gun laws, Pennsylvania has some of the, and this is just my opinion, some of the most lenient gun laws. And as a result of it, over 50% of the guns that are seized in Trenton, illegal guns that are seized in Trenton, you know, come from Pennsylvania. We see as a result of increased gang activity, and that's tied with drugs, that violence has increased too. And so we know how critically it is important that we really address the issue of illegal guns coming into our cities.
Now, we're talking specifically all this month about kids. What do we need to know about how gun violence affects kids, either minors who may be actually using guns or people caught in the crossfire or victims?
Well, we need to understand that this is historic levels of the amount of young people and children that have died. I mean, since 1979, gun violence has killed over 104,000 children and teens in America. And that this goes in every area. I mean, 60% of them were white and 37% were African Americans. And, you know, this is a national epidemic.
What about kids who carry weapons to protect themselves against other kids? Kids who may feel, you know what, I really don't have a choice.
Well, you know, that just goes to a bigger problem of how these young people get guns. Anyway, I mean, it's a problem when certainly young people are getting guns illegally because it would be illegal for them to have guns. So first of all, you have to stop them getting guns illegally, but also deal with the problem of bullying and looking at through the schools, which I know a lot of this happens, bullying and making sure that you can have a zero tolerance policy so that kids can feel safe to even go to school, as well as finding out the reasons why they're not in school. And if it's because of bullying or if because they feel they need protection, then I think you have to deal with, first of all, making sure that you can have conflict resolution, but you have to be able to say that having a gun or carrying a gun certainly is not the answer.
What specifically have you tried as a mayor with certain powers and responsibilities that other people don't? What have you tried as a strategy that you thought would work but didn't?
Well, you know, certainly continuing, and it's very difficult, especially when you see every day, whether it's in the newspapers, TV, or video games, you know, the glamorization of violence, you know, how our movies and television shows and even music on the internet glamorize this. And so it's always tough when you have especially young people that look at movies and TV, they get caught up in it, is to try to have them stop. But it's important that we continue to do that. And what I'm continuing to do is really raise awareness of child and teen gun deaths and injuries so that we can actually put a face and a name to a statistic.
What do you think is the success of after-school programs or lack thereof in Trenton? What about issues that come up like curfews? Please be as specific as you can about a program or an approach that you think has made a difference.
The most dangerous time in a young person's life is between the hours of 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is when you have the schools are closed. And so that's when we see a lot of the problems happening with young people. That's why it's critically important that mayors are doing all across the country, opening up schools and after-school programs so that there can be a caring adult that's involved in these young people's lives. That works better than curfews, and that's what we need to continue to do, to continue to provide more after-school programs and having positive things for young people to do to keep them out of trouble.
Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Douglas Palmer is the mayor of Trenton, New Jersey, and a member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns Coalition.